The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. Ugly clumps of oil making their way to Louisiana and Mississippi's marshlands and wildlife, including pelicans, otters, and mink. A result of the explosion of the rigged Deepwater Horizon operated by BP.
The problem is we really don't know what happened yet, and it's hard to address a problem that we don't know what actually is the problem. So moving forward, that's going to be, along with the cleanup, is going to be the most important issue is to figure out what actually did happen and how we can prevent something like this from happening again.
That, according to Nick Loris, an environmental regulation expert from the Heritage Foundation, on with KFAB, Omaha, Nebraska. It's estimated that some 5,000 barrels of oil a day are spewing into the Gulf. A top advisor in the Obama administration has said that no new oil drilling will be permitted until it's learned what caused last week's explosion. This could be the biggest public relations challenge an oil company has had to face in the U.S. since 1989's Exxon Valdez tanker disaster in Alaska. Also whipping up some buzz today, May Day protests tomorrow taking place in over 80 cities around the country.
There'll be press conferences and marches all around the country. And the reason is two. One is that they just passed this law in Arizona that gives the police the power to stop anybody just, you know, by the way they look or the way they might dress and ask them for their papers. And there's a lot of folks in the country who think that giving the police those kind of powers is wrong. And the other reason they're marching is because they want comprehensive immigration reform. They feel like it's been a long time that we've had a broken immigration system, and they want to push Congress and the president to stand up and do something about it.
National Director for the Campaign for Community Values at the Center for Community Change, Gabe Gonzalez, speaking with many Fox News radio stations today. I'm Jessica Curtis, and this has been your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.